Michael Moore, his March of 2006, they came to my house and asked me if I wanted to be in a documentary about people who fell through the health cracks. And I think, yeah, well, you know, I qualify, you know, come over. So they filmed me for about 6 hours. And they fell in love with me. But I didn't hear from them for months after that. And then they called me a few months later. And they're like, we're taking a different approach on the movie. Do you want to go to Cuba? And I was like, well, what am I going to do, go to Cuba and grow a foot? You know, they laughed, I laughed. And I said, you know, I'd rather give my spot up to somebody who really needs it. I mean, if you're going to go and get them help, I'll give you the people, but get them help. And if you don't get them help and just use them, then you're going to have a problem with me.
Yeah.
With that, I gave them every day, you know, somebody in the media calls, and I give them a list of respondents. So I didn't think anything of it. I gave them a list of respondents that they could interview to go to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I worked with them closely over a couple months, and they narrowed it down. I had a Christmas party last year to raise toys for 9/11 responders who couldn't put toys under their trees for their kids. They can't afford it.
Yeah.
And he sent $1,000 worth of toys.
Wow.
And he didn't have to do that because I already gave him the list.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, you know, I'll give you the, you know, toys if you give me the list, you know. And I found that to be, you know, rather noble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, in February, I did another fundraiser for two 9/11 responders. One a priest from Ohio who was at Ground Zero reading last rites, and the other one was an iron worker. We raised $3,500 for each of them that day. That was pretty good. Michael Moore's, they came and filmed that.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, his other crew was in Cuba with the 9/11 responders.
Yeah.
But part of that event is in the movie Sicko. About 2 months later, they asked me if I wanted to see the private screening. So they picked me up in a car. They brought me to see the private screening. And, you know, it's a two-hour movie.
Yep.
And it didn't get to the 9/11 until the end. It's only about 15, 20 minutes long. But before I got to the 9/11 part, I must have cried 6 or 7 times. And I'm not the world's most emotional person. But I found myself wiping my nose and my eyes on my sleeve throughout the whole movie, crying for Americans across the board without this universal health care or any coverage, and people are getting sicker and dying because our federal government it's criminal. So with that, as the movie closed, and in the closing credits, there's my name, and then there's the Feel Good Foundation, and I was like, well, what's the big deal? And after the movie, he stood up and he did Q&A. And everybody was like, blah, blah, blah. And then I had a couple, I got a chance to bring some Feel Good Foundation board members to the screening with me. So they asked some questions. And he's like, oh, you're from the Feel Good Foundation. Like, he knew who we were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I only dealt with his producers. And he's like, you know, I'd love to meet John. And I said, well, I'm John Michael. So he's like, please come down here. And I was like, now I'm embarrassed. There's like 100 people there in this little private screening thing in Tribeca, and he calls me down. I go to shake his hand, and he hugs me.
Wow.
Now, I'm 5'8", 5'7", 175 pounds. He's a big man. And he didn't just hug me. He literally squeezed the poop out of me. So when I went to walk away, he grabbed me by the arm, and he had to tell everybody who I was and what I did, and, you know. And I said it right to him. I said, you know, I don't agree with everything you do, but I respect you, and I find you to be the most humble person I've ever met. He's so sincere and humble. So I went on Fox and Friends in the morning. Everybody in the media called me every day, 20 times a day, asking me who were the three responders that went to Cuba, and I wouldn't tell them. I said, you know, Channel 2. I said, I can't tell you guys. I said, you know, when you guys call me up for a 9/11 responder, I give it. These people asked me for somebody, you know, and I kept saying I didn't know, but I knew it. So through that, he heard through the grapevine how, because I could have told that any time to anybody in the media. I could have, you know, probably got paid for it, you know, and he was impressed by my loyalty. I went on Fox and Friends in the morning, and, you know, it's a diehard Republican show.
Yep.
They put me on there with another 9/11 responder who was anti-Michael Moore. So in the green room, he's telling everybody that, yeah, Michael Moore's people approached him to go to Cuba, which they never did because I gave them the original list.
Yeah.
And I went up to the guy. I said, look, you're a 9/11 responder. I love you. I'll even help you. And I have helped this guy. I actually helped this guy a couple of times before. And I said, if you go out there on national TV live and say that they approach you, I will call you a liar, and I will verbally abuse you. So when he got out there, he didn't say it. But, you know, they were like, you know, anti-Michael this, anti-Michael that. And I said, you know what? if you, I said it to the host of the show. I said, if you had a 12-year-old son who had a brain tumor and he was dying, and they said the only place that kid can get help is in Cuba, you would take your son to Cuba. And they, you know, they all looked at me like, oh yeah, I guess. And then the 9/11 responder that was there is like, well, I believe in Mount Sinai, and I believe that Mount Sinai is helping 9/11 responders. Now, the three people that went to Cuba, they're all enrolled in Mount Sinai. So my response to him on TV was, I said, I sit on the advisory board of Mount Sinai, which I do. I've earned that title. I go to their meetings and I tell them what's wrong with them because they want to hear that. So that shut him up right away. And then, you know, they focus on me. You know, I said, I sit on the advisory board. So what? You're promoting some. Mount Sinai does not treat. Mount Sinai monitors. There's a difference. When Mount Sinai gets federal money, there's no treatment. It's all monitoring. The last time I checked, treatment saves lives, not monitoring. Preventive medicine saves lives. What the government has been given over all of this time is an insult, you know. And the politicians, when they open their mouth, is nothing more than political rhetoric. Because, you know, you can line the bottom of your birdcage what you read in the paper.
Yeah. Is there anything that they can do, or what would you want them to do if they were actually going to do something?
Well, what they need to do now, and they need to do it immediately, is to reopen the September 11th fund. And the only reason why I say they need to reopen the September 11th fund is because in 2004, Congress